Today, 10 states, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Tennessee got waivers from the No Child Left Behind education law. The states will still be required to meet some standards, but using their own targets. Some backers of No Child Left Behind say President Obama is overreaching in this executive order, but others applaud what they see as a return to states' rights. Sarah Garland is an education reporter for the Hechinger Report. Sarah, what were some of the problems states had with No Child Left Behind, and what are the waivers due to address that?
So every year they have targets that they have to meet. So students have to meet, you know, this certain mark on the test in math and in reading. And if they don't hit that target, then they don't meet their adequate yearly progress goal, which puts them on track to this whole restructuring process, where eventually they could end up having to get rid of staff or hire a new principal. So what this is doing is essentially saying you don't have to use those targets anymore. What we want you to be doing is looking at individual student growth, not at necessarily subsets of certain students.
But they are required to come up with ways to sort of gauge how they're doing. Tell us about
that.
Yeah, tell us about
So they do need to be looking at progress and have a plan to create accountability around that progress. So it's not that states will just be let off the hook to say, okay, well, we're just going to take, you know, the Title I money that comes with this law and give it to low-income schools. They need to really have a plan, and each of the states in their waiver application has outlined what they're going to be doing or what they're already doing, because a lot of the states, Colorado is one, Indiana is one, Florida is also doing this, have already started to implement reforms that involve new teacher evaluations. So definitely there will still be accountability.
So they'd have to have some way of implementing reading and math proficiency goals. They'd have to prove that. New Mexico, by the way, was the only state that applied and was denied.
They are apparently working on something with the administration, so it may be that they get a waiver eventually.
Right.
Everyone will still be administering math and reading tests.
Right, right, and we want to send a special message to the kids here in Massachusetts. You still will be required to take the MCAS despite this waiver. But take Massachusetts for an example. We have people here saying that something is wrong. We have some of the strongest schools in the country, but 82% of those schools are deemed as failing under the federal law. The yardstick is wrong. That's the superintendent of Revere Schools. Others here in Massachusetts are worried that the waiver represents a step back from rigorous academic standards. So remind us what the debate is here.
No one sees this as an ideal scenario. I think a lot of people agree that No Child Left Behind is broken. The problem has been that Congress has not been able to get together to come up with a bill that they can all agree on. So all sides want this to be fixed. It's just a matter of agreeing on what needs to be done. Should the federal government be giving, you know, prescriptions or giving very explicit guidance to states on how to fix schools, or should the government take a step back?
Well, 28 more states are now in the pipeline, you know, applying for this waiver. There are critics of these waivers who say what's going to happen is now we're going to have a completely uneven playing field instead of uniformity across the country. If you have, you know, 38 out of 50 states that have this exemption, what's the thinking?
It creates an interesting landscape, that's for sure. And I think you also have critics who are saying, you know, this may take the sights off of minority students, special education students that were very explicitly included in No Child Left Behind. I think that's not what the administration has in mind, but it definitely does create something of a patchwork.
Well, meanwhile, schools that got the waivers are, as you said, required to show that they're going to prepare kids for college and careers, new targets for teacher and principal evaluation, but also that they will reward the best performing schools and focus help on the ones doing the worst. So that concern that you mentioned that, you know, maybe some of the schools that aren't doing well will fall off the radar, apparently there's a requirement that they don't.
Absolutely. The focus in these waivers is to really look at the lowest performing schools and I think take a little bit of the heat off of some of the schools that are in the middle and really put resources into those that are at the very bottom.
Sarah Garland, who covers education for the Hechinger Report. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.